Hello everyone, my name is Corinne. Welcome to our fourth episode at LCube Hub, where LCube stands for Live, Learn and Love. I write at LCube Hub, which is a space I've created for girls to hang out, where girls can come together, support each other, learn and develop their individual selves to be more confident, assertive and independent women of tomorrow. Here we share articles on experiences, tips, and advice on life, relationship, family, school, and other topics that you might find interesting. So it's been a while since our last podcast. A lot has happened over the year, and it's a long, long story. I'm trying to pick myself back on track for as much as I can. So moving forth, I hope to be able to share as much and as often as possible. Today's topic is about being good enough. In our daily life challenges, whether big or small, we often come across obstacles and learning opportunities. When we embark on these opportunities, it's when we learn the most, especially when you do the work yourself. However, there may be times when what we do will cause concerns from those who care about us. What happens when this care and concerns from our loved ones seem to point out that they are not confident in what we are about to do, or they restrict us from going after what we want because they didn't think we are capable of achieving what we set out to do based on our past experience and behaviors and actions. So it's understandable when it's the big things that we are going after. For instance, when you want to quit your job and start your own business, where there are huge risks and factors to take into account. For instance, when you want to travel alone or say you're marrying someone whom you just knew a few months earlier. But our daily life challenges may mostly comprise of the smaller events that seem less important, so to speak. If you're a girl, you might have faced objections when you attempt to do more of the masculine stuff, like changing attire, making your own furniture, and so on. I for sure did, and I elaborated at length in my latest post, and these are the smaller challenges that I was attempting just last month. In the past, I might have felt doted on or privileged, but later on, I realized that I was doing myself injustice because I would come across similar situations in the future, and immediately I would regret not knowing how to change tires, how to drill a hole properly, and so on. I had to always depend on others to do it for me. See, the thing is, if you choose to put down the tools and wait for someone to come and do it for you, what's going to happen the next time when you really need to depend on yourself to do something for yourself out there? What will happen the next time when you have a choke pipe, a punctured tire, or a fuse bug? Are you going to wait for help to come around? If you choose to give up on the smaller things because someone else can do it for us, or we can pay, or for whatever reason, it sort of causes a butterfly effect on our confidence. Because little things do add up. In building confidence, we talk about starting from small and build on them, and snowball them into bigger goals and projects. If we are limiting ourselves from doing the little things because we accept others' opinions of us to be weaker or less experienced, then how are we going to show ourselves and the world that we are capable of achieving bigger success? On another note, letting go of our chance to learn something new is akin to letting our power to be a better version of who we are slip away. Here's the thing about gaining strength or experience from your hurdles or obstacles or what people tell you that you can't do. If there is one question to ask yourself, it's so what? So what if you can't do it perfectly right the first time? So what if you fail? You can always start and learn again. If you come across an event or hurdle that seems too tough for you, or when someone tells you to leave it to others who know how to do it better, know that you are good enough, or at least try and persist. Try to at least find out ways on how to work around them, if not ask for help or guidance from others. You are good enough that way. In my latest post on when someone says you are not good enough, I shared a little more about my challenge recently when I was attempting to make my own furniture and how I've managed to overcome the negative voices around me and end up creating a few pieces that I'm proud of. Do feel free to check out the post if you are in for some reading. If there is a takeaway from this podcast, I hope it's in knowing that you are definitely good enough. And at least try and persist on what you set your eyes and goals on, no matter how small. Don't be easily influenced or affected by the voices or opinions around you. On a side note, we are back to running our monthly challenges. This month in June, we are doing a 30-day no coffee challenge. It's been great so far. I feel so much better and less lethargic and less reliant on coffee. I get to try other drink options when I'm out, and I'm quite sure I feel a difference in my skin condition. We still have a week left to the challenge, but next month we are running our 30 days cold shower challenge. Join in our challenge at your own comfort. I also like to add that we have a Facebook group with more than 280 mini challenges to break past our own limits, which I will share in the show notes below. And we are also very active on Facebook and Instagram especially, and also Twitter, Pinterest and so on. Do check us out at www.l3hub.org for more articles and updates. So that's it for today. If you find this useful or helpful, chances are there could be someone out there who feels the same as you. So do share, and remember, you are never alone.